Let's move out of South Africa and out of the COVID field to Russia, where there were quite a few rallies in various places, dozens of cities across Russia on Saturday, the biggest of which was in the Russian capital, Moscow. And they were at those protests in general, a couple of 100,000 people, perhaps, or in the view of the Kremlin, only a very few people. Some people who monitor these things in Russia say that more than 3,500 folk were detained at the Moscow rallies alone. And these were all people who were taking to the streets to protest the arrest of Alexei Navalny. Russian activist, opposition activist, who has recovered from what he says and much of the world believes was a Kremlin attempt to poison him to death. And he's gone back to Russia and he's been arrested. And these protests are the result. European Union is meeting today to discuss the response. Foreign ministers of the EU meeting. There are calls from some countries, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and others for increased sanctions. We're joined now from the UK by Professor Nikolai Petrov, a senior research fellow for Russia and Eurasia at Chatham House. Nikolai, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Will the protests and or the European Union foreign ministers and what they decide and what they say have any impact on how Putin's government deals with Navalny?
I think that both what's going on in Russia and what is reaction outside of Russia will play a role, although it will be not any kind of direct and immediate influence. What is important in case of political development in Russia, it's the fact that now political transformation is going on in order to let Putin to keep in power after the end of his current presidential term. That's why it's extremely important for the Kremlin to avoid any kind of serious conflicts and serious political unrest in the country.
So what is their likely course of action? Do they clamp down on the first signs of protest in such a way that through what we in the West might regard as something of a draconian crackdown, they don't have the protests, or what do they do?
I think that their initial tactics was first to arrest on the eve of protests, to arrest whom they've considered to be organizers in order to decapitate protests. But it's a horizontal social networking, so it didn't work well. And then they put tough pressure in order first to threaten potential participants, and protests will go on weekly basis as it's planned by Navalny's headquarters. And second, to threaten those who were put now to police stations and who got notice, because when they are there for the second time, they can be punished pretty severely.
And when it comes to the response of the EU and the foreign ministers meeting, I don't know whether they've issued a statement or anything has come out. It hadn't by the time I came on the radio. But the foreign minister of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania demanding, quote, restrictive measures against Russian officials responsible for the arrests, unquote. And Poland's president is urging the EU to step up sanctions on Russia. How carefully does the EU have to step on an issue like this?
I think that there is not that much EU and any foreign, country, foreign leaders can do with regard to what's going on, except for focusing on Navalny himself, because it's an understandable threat for his life if to have in mind what has happened last half a year to him. And that's very important not to forget about what's going on, but we can look at what was going on and what is still going on in Belarus to understand that authoritarian leaders are not that fast in reacting, especially in reacting against pressure from outside.
And Navalny's safety while in Russian detention, if it is true, as I think much of the world outside Russia believes it is true, that Russia tried to kill him while he was outside of the country, what do they now, because he's in detention, in Russian detention, have to be very careful to keep him healthy? Or might we have a, I'm sorry, Mr. Navalny slipped on a piece of soap in the shower and he's no longer with us kind of thing?
I think that there is not that much the Kremlin can do in order to aggravate its image. So if it's blamed now for trying to poison Navalny in past, well, we can wait that it can be repeated any time in future. And the only reason for the Kremlin to not to do this is to calculate possible costs which can exceed those benefits they do want to get. So being afraid of huge popular unrest first and of, serious and very concrete reaction from outside Russia, it should not do anything against Navalny. The problem I see is connected to the fact that Putin, who feels being personally humiliated by Navalny due to this film about Putin's palace and everything else, can not necessarily act in a very rational way in this particular case.
Thank you very, very much for that analysis. Professor Nikolai Petrov, Senior Research Fellow for Russia and the Eurasia Program at Chatham House, a think tank in the United Kingdom.